Ready? Now we'll start a subcommittee. Okay, Sir Morelli, if you're. This hearing of the Senate Committee on Public Employment and Retirement. Since we do not yet have a quorum, we'll begin as a subcommittee. We only have one item on the agenda, that's SB 1504. And since I will be presenting it, it's a committee bill, I will pass the gavel on to Senator Morelock. Thank you.
There we go. This is a big honor, Mr. Chair. Thank you so much.
So, here, you want to join me down there or not? Oh, you can stay up here.
Okay. I got about 20. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. I'll take the quorum. I'll do it. Thank you, colleagues, for arriving. We are just about to hear our expert witness on SB 1504. And now that we have a quorum, let's take roll. Madam.
Penn.
Clerk.
Penn present. Morrell. Leyva. Leyva present. Morelock.
Yes.
Morrell.
Present.
Leyva present. Morelock.
Yes.
Present.
Portantino.
Mr. Chair, you have the floor.
Thank you, members. SB 1504 is the Senate PERS Committee housekeeping bill that makes technical, non-controversial, and conforming changes to the cleanup sections of the government code administered by the California Department of Human Resources and provisions regulating the Savings Plus program to conform with federal tax law. The bill more specifically deletes obsolete references to DPA and replaces them with the correct references to CalHR. What used to be the Department of, I think, Personnel Administration, clarifies provisions regarding training for state managers and supervisors and makes technical changes to the government labor code related to conforming the Savings Plus program to federal tax law. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Pan. Any questions? We have a motion to move the bill.
See if there's witnesses.
Do we have witnesses?
I don't have formal witnesses, but we should ask for opposition.
Well, the room
support.
Is full. I don't know how I've, you know, failed to ask for witnesses in support. Are there witnesses in support? Are there witnesses in opposition? Mr. Chair, I just have one quick question. Yes. We've already approved this year earlier. I'm just curious, what's different with this particular
version?
What's the amendment that brings us here?
Sure, I will allow, just go ahead and speak. Just speak.
Senator, the difference, the Assembly amendments just added sections related to the Savings Plus program, clarifying that the code sections can include Roth 457 plans. The Savings Plus plan does already include those plans, but this just conforms it with the terminology used in the federal tax code.
Thank you. Then, seeing no other questions, we have a motion on the floor. The motion is that the Assembly amendments be concurred in. Secretary, please call the roll.
Penn?
Aye.
Penn, aye. Morrell?
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Morelock?
Aye.
Morelock, aye. Portantino?
That passes for
keep the bill on call because we have Portantino.
But we have to keep it on.
Right. Yeah.
We'll keep it open, but you've got four votes. That was an excellent presentation. I want to thank you for coming today,
okay.
Senator Pan.
Thank you, Senator Morelock. Thank you so much for chairing. All right, I'm going to resume the chair until. Okay, so we're holding the roll open for our remaining member, and so.
Have a good fall.
Okay.
Okay. So I would make note that, we never say never because we still have another day of session, but this may be our last hearing of this committee for this session. I will take advantage of this time just to thank the committee staff, who I've had the tremendous pleasure of working with for now 4 years since I first got elected to the state Senate. And I think we've got a lot of great work done, but that's basically because of all of you. And so I want very much thank the committee staff for your hard work over the past 4 years. Just want to express my gratitude to all of you. Thank you so very much. Thank you. And also want to recognize Pam Schneider, who I also worked with, who has retired, and wishing her all the best in retirement. I saw her. She seemed like she's having a lot of fun. We all aspire to be her in the future. After all, this is the Public Employment and Retirement Committee. That's all right. So we just have one item, the committee bill. Secretary, please call the roll of absent members.
That the assembly amendments be concurred in. Current vote is 4-0. Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye.
Thank you. So that bill is out, 5-0. And with that, we've completed the agenda of this hearing of the Senate Committee on Public Employment and Retirement. We are now adjourned. Thank you.